This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Two juveniles and an adult were cited Monday at Cushman for aiding an escapee from the juvenile detention center in Batesville. Police say they received a tip that a 17-year-old male who escaped last Thursday afternoon from juvenile detention custody was at a Cushman residence. Deputy John Carroll said he found the escapee's girlfriend, a 16-year-old from Deschaux, and a 17-year-old Cushman female had been at the residence with the escapee. He also noted that they had apparently helped the escapee cut off handcuff and leg chains. Carroll said the escapee had apparently just left on foot before he arrived. Deputy Carroll said he cited the 17-year-old female and 25-year-old Jordan W. Hallman of Cushman for hindering apprehension, then cited the 16-year-old female girlfriend for aiding escape. She was placed in the juvenile detention center. The other two were released from custody. The escapee is still on the lam. 2011 was a busy year for Independence County criminal investigators, and numbers Sheriff Steve Jeffrey released to quorum court members Monday night bear that out. Jeffrey said third-degree battery cases were up by 8, auto thefts by a dozen, theft cases increased by 204. There were 53 more residential burglaries, 16 more commercial burglaries, and 153 more breaking and entering cases. Sheriff Jeffrey said there was one murder in Independence County in 2011. A year-end report was also presented to the Independence County Quorum Court on Monday night by County Coroner Wesley Gay. He reported 11 fatality accidents in 2011 and 7 suicides. He said Independence County recorded 483 deaths last year. A representative for a Brooksville, Florida company addressed the Batesville City Council last night asking the city to consider giving a rail easement across a section of North Sports Complex property. Dan Cook of American Silica LLC said his company is going to be creating a product used in drilling for gas and oil, providing sand for a process called fracking. He said his company has found good material in this area of the state to produce the sand and wants to build a processing facility in the North Complex general area. His company needs rail service and therefore needs the rail spur that's in the area just north of the complex extended to his building site. An easement across the northeast corner of the North Complex would allow the spur to extend to that new facility. Cook said in return, the company would donate 7 to 10 acres of its land near the complex for the city park system. Cook said he hopes to construct the facility by the fall of this year with 40 to 45 employees added to the local workforce. He said increased production could raise the new job total to 90. Cook noted his company is willing to invest $15 million in construction of the facility. Councilman Fred Krug made a motion to move forward and continue to explore allowing an easement. He said it would also give constituents an opportunity to ask questions. The motion passed. Councilman Tommy Bryant, who owns property in the area that would be leased by American Silica, abstained from voting. U.S. Department of Agriculture offices in 10 Arkansas counties are scheduled to be closed under a cost-cutting plan that was announced this week by federal officials. Three of those counties are in this area of the state. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says public hearings will be held in those counties where Farm Service Agency offices are to be closed. He said that department handles disaster assistance, farm loans, and crop subsidies, among other programs. The USDA plans to shut 131 FSA offices in 32 states, with the largest number of closures in Arkansas, Tennessee, and Texas. The three counties involved in this area with closures are Faulkner, Fulton, and Izzard counties. The price of a gallon of unleaded gasoline has gone up by more than 12 cents in the last week and a half. ArkansasGasPrices.com shows an average price for a gallon of regular unleaded in Arkansas is $3.21 a gallon. The national average $3.34, crude selling for $101.31 a barrel. The lowest prices in Arkansas range from $2.95 to $3.09 a gallon at 15 stations in Fort Smith and Greenwood in western Arkansas. The highest price, $3.55 at the Conoco in Ash Flat. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.